Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures should trade a bit higher today, at least early on, supported by late week profit taking and the premium of country business. Conversely, hog contracts seem set to open on a mixed basis with further bear spreading and profit taking. Now, generally speaking, moderate trade volume did develop in several areas of the cattle feeding country yesterday. Live deals in our part of the country were at about $105, and that's steady with last week. Direct sales in the north, 162 to 164, and guess is that the weighted average will turn out to be very close to a week ago. Now, the cash trade, it has steadily drifted lower through the week, and buyers are likely to stay with the same battle plan today. Look for opening bids to be around steady to a dollar lower. The hog futures should open on a mixed basis thanks to late week interest in both short covering, bear spreading, and long liquidation. Now, strong weekly exports and some daily export sales helped corn and soybeans close higher yesterday, even as forecasts showed clear harvest weather going into next week. USDA was generous with export news on Thursday, with the weekly corn and soybean numbers better than expected, up from a week ago, and more than the paces needed to meet USDA's annual projections. Wheat did not fare as well, with export sales down for the week and under trade forecasts. Now, the winter wheat markets did close lower after the weak export sales, with the December contract coming to rest near the 20-day moving average. Forecasts put rain in the southern plains today and tomorrow, with Kansas likely getting showers on Saturday. Wheat's condition slipped in Kansas following a dry week, but the crop remains in better shape than a year ago at this time. Corn had an inside day, and its higher close left the chart resistance at the 20 and 100-day moving averages. The 6 to 10-day outlook favors warm, dry weather next week, which would allow for a rapid finish to the harvest, which as of Sunday was 75% finished. The 75% matched the 5-year average, but was behind last year's 82%. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, November 4th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, with 19,000 head being offered, 2,800 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and about 1,500 calves on cows. If you want details about specific lots, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At on our livestock futures, we bring cattle down 130 yesterday, 104.75. February down 102 at 105.27. On the feeder cattle, November was down 72, 125.85. January down 217 yesterday at 118.75. December hogs down 82, 47 even. In the February, down 50 cents at 53.50. Now on the grain trade, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down a nickel, 410.5. And the wheat was down 4 3/4 at 428.5. Chicago wheat, December down 5 3/4 at 412. March down 4 3/4 at 429 3/4. December corn up 1 3/4 at 348. March up 1.5 at 357. The soybeans, January up 3 cents, 989.5. March up 2 3/4 at 996.25. December cotton up 13, 6820. March up 19, 6887. December crude oil up 1, 4467. January up 1, 4526. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.